This is Bustin' Loose in Faith with none other than Apostle Dudley Tebow and Prophetess Lisa Tebow. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a broadcast that brings you word and encouragement for your soul. We want you to remember that you don't have no worries. All you need is faith in God. Bustin' Loose in Faith airs Tuesdays and Fridays at 6 p.m. Central Time. Now, without further ado, let's get into this broadcast. And may God bless you.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God is good and worthy to be praised, all glory, all honor belongs to him this day and forevermore. Oh, Heavenly Father, as we approach the throne of grace, we come to you humble ourselves. I need that mighty hand today, tonight, just to thank you and praise you for your glory, your mercy and your love. Just to thank you and praise you for who you are, that you're God. And besides thee, there is no other to worship in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth this night and forevermore in Jesus' name. Now, precious Father, I get out of the way that you may have your way here today in Jesus' name. Oh, precious Father, we invite the presence of the Holy Spirit just to come on in like a rushing mighty wind. Lead, guide, direct, and ordain our footsteps in the name of Jesus. Hide us behind Calvary's cross. Anoint these lips of clay. Use us, Father God, for thy glory in the name of Jesus. Crown our head with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Prepare people's heart to receive thy word in spirit and in truth. We bind up all technical difficulties, anything that try to hinder the word of God from going forth. And Father, will give me the praise, the glory, and the honor in the name of Jesus. Thank you for answering prayers, honor, and requests. Most of all, precious Father, for the anointing of the Spirit of God to rest upon the word of God here this night and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. If you have your Bible, amen, I would like you to open it up to the book of Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 34. And we'll start out with verses 19 through 20. The book of Psalms, chapter 34, verses 19 and 20. And the word of God reads, many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivers him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. This is the word of God for the people of God. May the Lord have a blessing upon the word of God to those that hear it and are doers of his word. Well, the grass may wither, the flower may fade, but the word of God will endure forever and ever. Hallelujah. Just for the next few minutes, I would like you to pray with me, with us, and for us as we bring forth the word of God here tonight. We're going to be talking about you may be bruised, but not broken. You may be bruised, but not broken. We are mostly going to be talking about on a spiritual level because God is a good God and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, all praises, all glory and honor belongs to him. Word of God says that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord because he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. People of God, struggle is part of life. It's part of the human condition. And no one, save or unsaved, is immune to it. You see, we live in a world broken by the fall of man. Sin entered in, and the whole creation groans while waiting for redemption. So as believers of Christ, we know that some struggles cannot be avoided. We know that even though we're in this world, we're not of it, we are still not immune to struggles and trials and tribulation. Here in the book of chapter 34, verse 17 and 18, it says that the righteous cry and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all their troubles. The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as be of a contrite spirit. Yes, remember this, child of God, believers, believer of Christ, that the Lord is near the brokenhearted, and he saves those that are crushed in the spirit. You may be bruised, but not broken here tonight. We cannot completely avoid difficulties in life, in a broken, dark world. But when we face tribulation, trials, and great trouble, suffering, we can trust and rest in the fact that God will deliver us and help us in our troubles. Yes, our God is a present help in times of trouble. The God of the universe, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that sits high and looks low, the one that knows all by name, the very hairs on our head. So, believers of Christ, God will use our worst seasons of pain to draw us near to his heart and to conform us to his Son's image. God does not waste our pain, but he uses it to go deeper with us in our hurt. I'm going to say it again. Believers of Christ, God uses our worst season of pain to draw us near to his heart and to conform us to his Son's image. God does not waste our pain, but he uses it to go deeper with us in our hurt. You see, God uses our struggles for his purpose and for our ultimate good. God may allow us to be bruised, but he does not allow his children to be broken beyond repair. That in itself should be something to hold on to, that you should be excited about. Thank God he doesn't allow his children to be broken up beyond repair. No, God knows how much we can bear. People of God, our God knows our heart, and he sees our pain. God is just and loving, and he redeems the lives of his servants. Beloved, whatever bruising we are experiencing at this moment, we can take heart in the fact that God is a healer and a savior by nature. You see, in our pain, let us rest and put our trust in God by believing that he will meet us and bandage our wounds. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, for us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not unto our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Yes, beloved, God must bruise us deeply before he can use us greatly. Bruised, but not broken. Yes, sometimes when we're going through, sometimes the pain may be great, the suffering also. But through it all, God knows what's best. God must bruise you deeply before he can use you greatly. In the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 4, verse 8 and 9, it says, we are troubled, hard pressed on every side, yet not distressed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. Yes, these words of comfort when we are going through, we must always remember that we can be troubled. We are troubled, hard pressed on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. We are persecuted, but not forsaken. We are cast down, but not destroyed. Here the Apostle Paul is encouraging the Corinthians. Also, he is encouraging us in 2020 and saying, and he wrote this letter to the Corinthians for the sake of Christ, letting them know that we as followers of Christ may find ourselves afflicted in every way, perplexed, persecuted, and struck down. Yes, people of God, the Lord's goal for us as his followers is to grow us in faith, to allow us to trust him, and for us to endure all the way to the end. Yes, we may be bruised, but we are not broken. Believers in Christ, when we are hit hard and knocked to the ground, it feels as if our strength is gone. You see, the bruises of hurt, heartaches, and pain, it can keep us pinned down. And here come the accuser of the brethren, the devil. Bible says he goes as a roaring lion, seeking who he may devour. John 10:10 said, the thief only come to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So my brothers and sisters in Christ, the enemy, the accuser of the brethren, the devil, when we are in that type of position, knocked down, when we are persecuted, the enemy, Satan will celebrate, thinking that it is all over for us. But I stop by tonight to let you know, but the Lord is faithful. He has given us some powerful truth for us to hold on to when we are down. You know, we may be knocked down, but we're not knocked out. Some truths that will help us to get up again. Word of God said, he'll never leave us, nor forsake us. He's always with us. Even though we may be knocked down, we're not knocked up. Even though things have came in our life unexpectedly, God promised that he'll be with us from the beginning in the middle, and all the way to the end. Yes, my brother. Yes, my sister. In Christ, you may be bruised on a spiritual basis, but you're not broken up. You are not defeated, because God will make a way out of no way. All you got to do is stay in faith, stay in obedience to what he wants you to accomplish in your walk with him. Word of God says in 1 Samuel 15:22, the B clause in the verse, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of the rams. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. The Bible says in 1 John 4:4, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we as God's children understand that God is with us. We understand that God is on our side. Sure, we will get a little bit discouraged in our walk with him. But knowing that you know that you know that God is with you, that you know that God is on your side, and he'll work things out in your favor. Yes, God himself will perfect, he will confirm, and he will strengthen and establish us. After we have suffered for a little while. So child of God, do you remember when Jesus was once down, when Jesus was crucified and buried, and for a time, the enemy, the devil rejoiced. But after 3 days, Jesus rose from the dead with all power in his hand. He was seen of witnesses while he walked in the streets. He went looking for his apostles, disciples that was hid in a locked door. Jesus came through the door and he talked to them. They were shocked and surprised. But Jesus, he was set here, took it upon himself, became the ultimate sacrifice for all mankind. Jesus became the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus, he set the bar for us. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So, beloved, that same power that raised Jesus from the dead is at work in us as believers of Christ, because we have been graciously given eternal life. And what we endure in this life cannot be compared to the glory to come. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, God is in work in you and I this night and forevermore. Yes, beloved of Christ, we never stand alone. We never stand toe to toe with the enemy, the devil, in our battles, because our God, the one who is mighty in power, he will fight for us. And all we have to do as children of God, as believers of Christ, to stand firm, stand strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Bible says in the book of Psalms, 37 verses, 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, but the Lord upholding him with his hand. Again, in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, verses 23 and 24. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Yes, so put your hand in God's hand. Let him pick you up, turn you around, put your foot on solid ground. Yes, we may be bruised, but not broken. Believers in Christ, when faced with trials and difficulties, such as, for an example, as financial challenges, sickness, career problems, ministry purpose not going smoothly, family strife, and others. Remember this, that the enemy, the devil, would want you to believe that you're out of options, but you are never out of options, because God's word says, in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there had no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you above that you are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. Yes, brothers and sisters in Christ, Jesus, he has given us the example to what to do in our walk with him. And the word says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 13, there had no temptation overtaken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted above that ye are able. But with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. So people of God, always remember this. We all are attacked spiritually on a daily basis. And at times, we are knocked down. But we don't have to stay down, because of the strength and grace of the Lord is always there to enable us to get up. We can rise up again. Oh, yes, we can. You see, the doors of opportunities swing on the hinges of opposition. Yes, this is better to be repeated. The doors of opportunity swing on the hinges of opposition. Yes, you may be bruised, but you are not broken. The word of God will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but God's word shall abide forever. You may be bruised, but you're not broken. Bible said
I hear you talking about what Jesus did for you. Spread your gospel, but is it the truth? Judging people high and low out of self-righteousness. Jesus said, don't judge no one when your stuff is a mess. Live for real.
Live for real.
If there's a change in your life, you need to live for real.
Live it for real.
When Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from thence. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all, and warned them that they should not make him known, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, "Behold, my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased, I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. He shall not strive, nor cry, neither shall any man hear his voice in the streets." You see, a bruised wreath shall he not break, and smoking lamps shall he not quench, till he send forth judgment unto victory. And in his name shall the Gentiles trust. People of God, Christ ministered to the masses. He paid special attention to the weak and inferior, to the weak and inferior, the sickly and destitute, the little people, so to speak. You may be bruised, but you're not broken. The common people heard Jesus, and they were glad. This popularity among the common people did not sit well with the religious ones, the religious elite during Jesus' time, Jesus' day, especially with the scribes and the Pharisees and all those religious seeds. Many times they would harshly criticize Christ, and in their anger and jealousy, they would have made attempts to kill him on many occasions. But beloved, just like what happened to Jesus during his time with his earthly ministry, we as his followers, whether you may be a babe in Christ or one saved sometime, but knowing that you are in a backslidden condition, remember this, that God still has a purpose for your life. You may be bruised, but you're not broken. Christ would not oppress the feeble-hearted and the poor during this time of ministry, as the victorious warriors and conquerors did during Jesus' time here on earth. You see, Jesus would not be like the Jews of his days. They were proud and overbearing, and they looked down upon the poor. Also, Jesus would not treat the poor unkindly, but he would cherish them. He would cherish the feeble and minister grace to those that were in need. Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, it says, "But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of ourselves." Yes, child of God, hope in the Bible means a definite, positive expectation of good. So, beloved of Christ, believers of Christ, in you is a definite, positive expectation for a glorious life. Yes, child of God, Christ is in you. It is the definite positive expectation of all the glory of God revealed to you. People of God, the God of the universe is not hurt by our hindrance or binds when his people have faced persecution and temptation. The word of God let us know that all that will live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. So listen, beloved, don't be discouraged. God is always ready to pick you up. Yes, Satan will always be there to resist you when you make an attempt to serve the Lord. So people of God, there is no power in this universe that can change God's word. God's word will stand. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but his word will endure forever and ever. No matter what you may face, no matter what roadblocks the wicked may rise up, but God's promises will be fulfilled. Yes, the enemy, he may come to kill, to steal, and to destroy, but Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So, believers of Christ, there is one thing that is for sure. Satan's days on earth is finally coming to a close one day. And the second coming and the coming of the Lord is at hand. People of God, always be mindful of this, to be reminded that Christ Jesus, he was born on time. He died on time, and he arose on time. So if he did all this, he will return on time. God has a set time for him to come here on earth to take his people, take the bride, his bride, to present to God as a church. Yes, tribulation is here. The rapture will take place in the near future. We don't know when, we don't know how, we don't know why, and we know, according to the word, we don't know when. We don't know the hour, the second, but one thing about it, God knows. So people of God, we are known by God, the one who cares for us, the one that loves us. God himself is a compassionate God who comforts the afflicted. So don't let your faith be weakened by adversaries, by difficulties, by misfortune. Hold on to the promises of God. And the promise of God in him is yea, and in him is amen. Because it is part of God's grace to us who believe. Sometimes life itself is not always fair. But God knows. He knows best. God has not forgotten what we are facing. He have not forgotten about you as his child. We're all faced with tragedy in this life. We're all faced with life storms of any kind, which can be extremely difficult at times. But in the midst of it all, in the midst of our heartaches, and pain. You can find the hope and the courage to keep going, to go on a little while longer. Remember this, beloved, as difficult as this life's storms may be, you are not in it alone. God is always with you. Yes, he promised in his word, in the book of Hebrews 13, verse 5, the B clause of the verse. It says, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. So wherever you are, God is there. God is with you in the beginning, during, and after the storm that you may be in. So never lose sight of your present times at the time. Yes, we will go through something, but after a while, God will rescue us. Yes, he'll take us up from faith to faith, from glory to glory, even as we are pondering what we are going through or how we will begin picking up the pieces of our lives. God will direct us. We have to do again like what Proverbs 3, verse 5 and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all of our heart, and lean not to our own understanding. In all of our ways, to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. Oh, what an awesome God that we serve. Yes, remember, my brothers and sisters, God is there with us. He is loving us beyond our own understanding. And he is holding us up and making a way where it seems to be no way. So reach out to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I Am, the God that neither slumber nor sleep. Bible says, in the book of Psalms, 46, verse 1, God is a very present help in times of trouble. Yes, you may be bruised, but you're not broken. Brothers and sisters in Christ, in addition to needing God's presence in our lives, we also need one another. God sees and he understands our pain. Oh, yes, he looks high. He sits high, but he looks low. He's mindful of what we are going through, even in this pandemic that we are experiencing in 2021. God has an expiration date for the end to come. Psalms 34, verse 15, it says, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ear are open unto their cry. So God knows in great details the desperation, the disaster which are caused by tragedy. God understands our pain and suffering and sorrows accumulated, acquainted with grief and with loss. God understands because he is all-knowing. He hears the cry of your heart. in the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5, verse 7. It says, for us to cast all your cares on the Lord, because he cares for you. It is very comforting to know that God, the Almighty God, he cares about each and every one of his children. No matter how bad things may seem, God is still in full control. Nothing happens without his knowledge, because he's all known. He's everywhere at the same time. Child of God, you are never to the place in life where you're out of God's reach. People of God, always be mindful of what Psalms 34, verse 17, that the righteous cry and the Lord hear and deliver them out of all of their troubles. Yes, one of the most difficult things we can face in life is the loss of a loved one and in the aftermath of a tragedy that have taken place. The pain of loss can be very difficult for us to cope with. At times, it may even seem unbearable. But remember, my brothers and sisters in Christ, that God knows and he is concerned and he is watching over our lives. You see, God made us with feelings. We can feel hopelessness. We can be in a ball of confusion. We can be fearful, anxious, and even angry. Remember, according to 2 Timothy 1 and 7, God has given us the spirit of fear, but a power of love. Excuse me. The power of love and a sound mind. So recognize it while you're going through the sufferings that you have endured, that emotions will flare up, and releasing them in a healthy way is extremely important in the journey towards healing and wellness. We must let go, put it in the Lord's hand, and let him take it. He knows all about it. He promises us in his word in the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11. In Christ, there is always hope. God's word says, for I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans of good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. So people of God, there is nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing. No matter what it is that is going on in your life, you can trust that God is in control and he is working everything up for your good. The book of Romans, chapter 8, verse 28 says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. Yes, these words of encouragement should let you know how much God cares for our lives. So we as children of God, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. God wants to invite his children to spend time and to talk with him on a daily basis. Yes, my brothers and sisters, remember again what God's word says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11. In Christ, there is always hope. God's word says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord. They are planned for good and not evil, to give you a future and a hope. For people of God, again, there is nothing too hard for God. Absolutely nothing that you may be facing at this hour. In your prayer closet, have a little talk with Jesus. Talk to God about it. Yes, in the Bible, in the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, the B clause of the verse says, men ought to always pray and don't faint, don't lose heart. So no matter what it is that is going on in your life, pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning, noontime, at night. Pray. Rely on God to see you through. Trust him. Knowing that he has everything in control and that he is working everything out for your good as well as mine, as children of his. Yes, my brothers and sisters in Christ, tonight, there may be one or there may be some under the sound of my voice as you're listening to this teaching tonight or at a later date. We pray that you're knowing of the Spirit of God, rest upon the Word of God, that God will deal with you, bring you to a place to where you totally surrender all to him. Yes, this year in 2021, we believe that God is still in the soul-saving business, that God is still reaching out to people, to souls that are lost, to those that don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life. Listen, you have tried everything. Try him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the great I am, the maker, the one that is the maker of the universe, the one that created you. You may be torn out from the flood. Come to him just the way you are. Come to the foot of the cross. Repent of your sin. Let God know how sorry you are. Open up to him. Bible says in Isaiah 1 and 18, come, let us reason together, says the Lord. Even though your sins may be as scarlet, he'll make them as white as snow. They may be red as crimson, but he'll make them as wool. Bible says in Romans 10, 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Yes, the word of God says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, then you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead. For with your heart you believe unto righteousness, and with your mouth confession is made unto salvation. Remember what the word says in the book of Psalm 34, verses 19 through 20. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones. Not one of them is broken. You may be bruised spiritually, physically, as well as mentally, but you're not broken. So people of God, we must look on to the hills from which coming our help. Our help coming from God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the one that sits high, but look low, the one that knows us all by name, the very hairs on our head. Yes, God is good, and he's worthy to be praised. Yes, he's able, he's willing to deliver us and to meet our each and every need. From this day forth, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And amen. God is good and worthy to be praised.
Thank you so much, Apostle, for that word. We may be bruised, but we're not broken, so we're still able to do the work and will of God. We're so glad that you joined us this evening, and we hope that you've gotten something that you can apply to your life and that you can share with others. Please share this number, 347-826-9424, with your family and friends, and have them join us every Tuesday and every Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. We would greatly appreciate it. Should you have questions, comments, or topics you'd like to hear discussed, please feel free to write to us, Apostle Tebow or myself, Prophetess Tebow, at P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. Again, that's P.O. Box 92864, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70509. We appreciate your presence and your time, and we hope that you'll be with us to join the broadcast again on Friday evening at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you so much. God bless you, and have a wonderful week.